Well, it's 5:34 South African time. It's a beautiful, mashallah, Monday morning, the 25th of Ramadan, 1444. I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. I want to welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And of course, we want to welcome all of our international beloved listeners as well, who are tuning in, listening to Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. It's a beautiful morning. Yes, it's our Nur al-Suhoor. And we're going to be welcoming our beloved, respected, Honorable Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain, Hafidhahullah. Any questions you'd like to ask? Remember, 084-786-3132. Ustad, we're counting the days for Eidun Sa'id, inshallah. Welcome to the Q&A this Monday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today we continue with Surah Yusuf, chapter number 12 and verses number 93 right up to 96. Thus far, now we know all 12 brothers are there in Egypt. They met, and those 10 brothers who were guilty of various crimes, they begged forgiveness, and jiska zarf baraho, Allah in kubara bana deta hai. When you have a magnanimous heart, then Almighty Allah elevates the rank and status of that person. Hence, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam forgave them, Binyamin Benjamin forgave them, and now they all were united in purpose and thought. Now the greatest concern, there is such a drought there in Canaan and Palestine, we must get our honorable father here to Egypt. So what do they say? So now he, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, Joseph, peace be upon him, is addressing his brothers now. The 10 of you go, myself and Binyamin, Benjamin will stay here. Chapter 12, verse number 93. Idhabu biqamisi hadha. You turn, you go back there to Palestine. Take this long shirt of mine, hadha, فَأَلْقُوهُ عَلَىٰ وَجْهِ أَبِيهِ, and then you cast it and place it on the Mubarak countenance and face Mubarak, blessed face of our father, my father. يَأْتِ بَصِيرًا, his sight will be restored. This is ijaz, this is mu'jiza, this is miracle. Thereafter, you bring your wives, your children, grandchildren, and above all, bring honorable father. وَأَتُونِي بِأَهَلِكُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ, and all of you must come here. Now it is the time of relief, it is the time of ease after difficulty. In life, you know when you speak your vernacular, Gujarati, Meman, Urdu, Duk and Suk. So after Duk comes Suk. So after Usr comes Yusr. After difficulty comes ease. وَأَتُونِي بِأَهَلِكُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ, and all of you must come without exception. Now they're just leaving Egypt. They're just leaving Egypt, going to Palestine. That side is Nabi Yaqub, Jacob, peace be upon him, alayhi salatu salam, and the children, that is the children, grandchildren, his grandchildren, and so forth. وَلَمَّا فَصَلَتِ الْعِيرِ, so when the caravan leaves Egypt, Qala Abuhum, he is there, Jacob, peace be upon him, in Palestine. But he says, their father states, Inni la'ajiduri ha-Yusuf. Indeed, surely I get the scent and the perfume of Joseph. Subhanallah. When Joseph was right there nearby in the well, he didn't know. But when he's in Egypt, he knows. Subhanallah. Kudrat ka karishma. That is the manifestation of the bounty, mercy of Allah. When Allah wants, the miracle will happen whenever he decrees. So he could smell, he could now get the scent and the perfume of Joseph, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. Lawla an tufannidun. Tufanniduni. If you look at the Quran. As long as you don't think that I am a person who is simple Simon or naive and so forth. Because you children, grandchildren, yeah, you will think like that. So therefore, see what they said. Qalu, they said, the grandchildren and so forth. Tallahi bi Allah, innaka lafi dhalalikal qadim. You don't translate dhalal, yes, astray. Verily, you are in your old, old misjudgment, O grandfather, that you're still thinking Yusuf alayhi salam is history. You're still in your misjudgment. You're making a mistake, O our grandfather. So, but now when they came, they went back quickly now. They got bishara, they got bushra, happiness, joy, good news, glad tidings. Now, who is going to place that long shirt of Joseph on the Mubarak, blessed, honorable countenance of Jacob? Yehuda. Because he is the one, you must remember, who fulfilled the countenance of the pledge of his father. And he is the one who told his brothers, La taqtulu Yusuf. فَلَمَّا أَنْجَاءَ الْبَشِيرُ So when the Bashir came, the one with the good news, the glad tidings, أَلْقَاهُ عَلَىٰ وَجْهِهِ And he placed that Mubarak, blessed, long shirt, kurta Mubarak, on the honorable countenance and face of Jacob, فَرْتَدَّ بَصِيرًا And his sight was restored and regained. I just tell you one story here, because people talk a lot of fairy tales. Our Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib Hafizahullah of Port Elizabeth, his vision was growing weaker and weaker. I saw myself. He used to use the magnifying glass. One doctor told him, you come to me and I will operate on you. You won't miss one salat, everything. So, but one condition, before that you must sit and read all your salat. So he did all that. Then he could see, now his sight is perfect, mashallah. All the salat he sat and read, he made qada of it. And he read 1,000 rakats, nafil salat, to thank Almighty Allah, you restored my sight. That is the waliullah. So you must know what caliber we're talking of. Remember this. Which person in South Africa will do that? I'm asking you. So for this, I confirm with him personally. For tadda basira, his eyesight was restored. You got problems with your eyes? Ya nuru, read abundantly. Qal, now he's addressing children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Qal alam aqul lakum, did I not tell you? Inni a'lamu min Allahi ma la ta'lamun. I know about Almighty Allah. What you know not. What was the response of the children, grandchildren? Inshallah, tomorrow we will continue. Now we have to take you around the world, local, national, international, with news, views and interviews. So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Now, can you believe this story? Only a jutla and a harami can cook it up, you understand? So, the Haaretz newspaper says that the Netanyahu camp, the Bibi's camp, is saying that Obama, you know Barack Obama, Barack Obama and Bibi had a very frosty relationship. So they say Obama is encouraging the people to protest against Netanyahu and giving them money and material support as well. How you like that one? Next one, guns is in the lead. They're all haramis for us. And Bibi is trailing far behind. So if they have elections, so definitely Netanyahu will lose if they have it now or very soon. Sudan, big turmoil there. Over 100 people dead and injured. And remember, the international airport is closed. So nobody can enter. All the politicians, presidents who want to enter there to make peace, everything is closed there. You know, I paid for my post office, my box. I have a box, right? Because I receive magazines from overseas. So last year, November, December, I went, I paid for the whole year. But for the past 2 months or so, the whole post office here in Indonesia is closed. So now our government, if you want to call them that, your government, because you voted for them, so they say no, they want to save the post office. So everything that is state-owned entity, remember, is in sakarat. Eskom, half dying, three-quarter dying. SAA, half dead. So your Transnet and all also half dead. All the trains, they stole the lines already. What you talking of the trains and all? And Danel, your arms. So everyone that was a champion in its day, everyone broken totally. That is your government for who you voted for. Yes, Interpol can bring back the Guptas to South Africa. South Africa failed, so remember, they say Interpol can do that. Nigeria, another sad story, 33 people killed there in the Kaduna province. Allah have mercy on the people there. Dead forever, these problems. Now, America, you all tell me about America. See how crazy they gone. In this weekend, there is a birthday party. You know, they love their parties and their jolls, as we call it in South Africa. So 4 people killed in Alabama, and they in America, 28 injured, some of them critically injured, and so forth. They just have an argument, just pull out the gun, Skopskit and Donner, and then they start shooting. The place name is Alabama, and South Africa is Alibaba, with the 40 thieves. But now it's not 40 thieves, it's 400 thieves, so you must remember that. So one is Alabama and one is Alibaba. Don't make mixed up. Right, then Iran, big problem, the Kufar Shias got. Now the police is going shop to shop. So they're closing some of the shops where the women are not wearing the headgear. So they're going to continue with that. Burma still under army and rule, and big problems there, Myanmar. So ties between Russia and China are increasing all the time, and America and Europe are getting more and more worried. Listen to this last story. Fox TV in America, they are going to sue it for $1.6 billion. Why? They said that Fox TV was deliberately promoting what Trump was saying, that he won the elections and he was robbed of that elections. So that's why they're going to sue it, $1.6 billion. So you'd make your own deductions, what the truth is and so forth. Anyway, so our program for today, inshallah al-Aziz, will be 8:30 to 9. Today we discuss Masjid Quba. In the first 3 weeks we discuss Masjid Makkah, then Medina, then Aqsa. So today Masjid Quba, inshallah. Then 105 to 130, Surah Lahab, Surah Tabbat Yada Abi Lahab, inshallah. For those of you who started fasting on Thursday, remember tonight is 27th night. Just put all your TV and satanic devices off, please. And you practice on this one hadith, Laylatul Qadr, inshallah, tonight. For those who started fasting on Thursday, so remember Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أقرب ما يكون العبد من ربي وهو ساجد فأكثروا فيه الدعاء. The nearest the slave servant can come to the mercy of Allah is whilst he's in sajda. So out of salat, go into sajda, prostrate to Allah, speak to Allah directly, and speak to Allah in any language, and your du'as will be accepted. If you make khatmul Quran and then you go into sajda and cry, so definitely, inshallah, the hadith is authentic in Muslim Sharif. And remember, 2 to 2:30, inshallah, I will have the report back, and Sabri Masjid, the history, geography of it, inshallah. So that's our program for today. Barakallahu fik.
I've got Anthony Ustad. He says, morning, sir. Why do non-Muslims call Muslims slum oaks? And is it the same way that you call Jews jutlas? Anthony Ustad.
Very good question, my brother Anthony. So Anthony, you're a good observer. So I call them jutlas for the male and jutlis for the female. And you guys, you call the Muslim guys the slang, the slum oaks. It's Islam. So you take the eye and throw it in the Indian Ocean, and then Islam left, you see. So that is how you say. So like how you must remember that, people got different names. So now if somebody wants to use the term that we learnt in the Haaretz newspaper, Jewish one, so we say Hitler's Hindus. You see what you say? Hitler's Hindus, for the Indians there and Hindus there in India, because they are carrying out, you must remember, the policies of Nazi Germany and what happened there and so forth and so on. So yes, it is sometimes used as a normal term and sometimes used as a derogatory. Like how you're an Indian, right, Anthony? So what the whites used to call us? You Charoans. You see, you Charoos, you see. Yeah, in Transvaal, what they used to call us? The Boora, the Burki. They say, hey, you coolie. You understand? So he says, Khan Kuli Dorp too. So Khan to the Kuli Dorp. Now you Durban guys don't understand proper Afrikaans also. Go there to the Indian township. You see, you'll get everything cheap there. Those Boora, they're always looking for things cheap. So he says, Khan na the Kuli Dorp too. So that is how things work, my brother.
Ustad, can someone give fitra to your mom that's 86 years? No other income, Ustad.
Remember to give zakat, to give fitra, fidya to your parents, grandparents, children, grandchildren. Totally haram, not permissible. You are the son, you are the daughter. You must use your own money. That's the greatest thing you can use for your mother. Remember that she's 86 years old. This is the time. Dua ku lutna hai. Every dua she makes for you, O beta beti, O beloved son, beloved daughter, is kabul. So you must consider it an honor that I can take the du'as of my mother, even if they have to spend $1,000 a day. So that is the Muslim, remember that. So don't go and give zakat and fitra and fidya is haram, not permissible. That you must give to poor Muslims for the love of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala.
Jeremy says, why does Turkey have better relations with Israel than with other countries in the Middle East, such as Egypt or Saudi Arabia? Your answer now, A.K. Ustad.
Remember that Erdogan, he's the one who speaks the most against Israel among the Muslim rulers. He says that the Jutlas, you must remember, you see, I use the word Jutla because Jeremy is a Pakka Jutla, you see. So now when I asked him three questions, he, his grandfather, nobody can answer also. So now what did he say? I just give you one statement of Erdogan. 14th May is elections day. Inshallah, he must win. So what we say, he says the Jutlas, the Haramis, every day that they are cursing Hitler. But what they are doing in Palestine, occupied Palestine, is much worse than what Hitler did to the Jews. You understood now? So that is that thing, you must remember that. Second one is this, I'm asking you, Jeremy, three questions. Number one, why you stole our mosque there in Hebron after murdering our people? Your brother Baruch Goldstein, who's already in Jahannam, hellfire, and he murdered our people in our mosque while they were praying, Saturday, 24 February 1994, 15-16 Ramadan, it was a Saturday morning, and you stole our mosque after that. What you say about that? Second one, you must remember, you got the right to return. You in South Africa, you want to go there, you can stay there, you make aliyah. Why the 6 million Palestinians don't have that right? Why must they stay in the diaspora? Third one, why you want to steal more and more land there in the West Bank and so forth? Ask these questions there. Any Jutla, any Jutli, any Harami, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Somebody says here, Ustad, that why is Rishi Sunak the new Prime Minister of the United Kingdom richer than even the royal family, and how much does he earn? Sister Victoria, Ustad.
Sister Victoria, there's a Queen Victoria there, remember? If you study British history and British Empire, you saw how humiliated he was. Rishi Rich. Allah humiliates him everywhere. You must remember this. So if you know anything about Ireland, Northern Ireland and these places, you know Belfast, for 3 decades they were having civil war. They were busy shooting, killing, bombing all this. So 25 years ago, Good Friday, they had the peace treaty and all that. So poor, this guy came. Oh, Biden came. Biden's great-grandfather is Irish or whatever. So Sunak thought, let me also go. So look at this now. So Biden comes, and in front of him, you must remember, Sunak comes. He just pushes him away. He thought he's some Indian guy here, you understood? He pushed him away, if you just see how things were. He went to go meet the white guy. You see how racist these guys are. So you must remember disgrace in front of the whole world, again for Richie Rich, you must remember that. So remember, nobody voted for him. You must understand that nobody voted for him. That you have the Conservative Party, they in power, so there was Boris. Yesterday I said, hey, you Jeremy Jutla. Yesterday I sent out on all the groups and all the telegram that Ilan Pape is the historian Israeli Jew, and he writes all the crimes committed by the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel from Balfour right up to Boris. You see, you must read it, listen to it, and you must see what ethnic cleansing, genocide, war crimes, all that were committed by the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel. So that is him writing, not a Muslim. So from that time there, now Boris was in power. Boris was busy with more women than anybody else. He impregnated 5 ladies that we know of, that we don't know, about that. And he broke all the rules almost of COVID and telling the people, do this, but he's having a big party. And so he was disgraced, Bojo, he had to resign. Then they brought the lady Liz Truss, but nobody trusted her, you see. And she had that African-British guy as a finance minister. He was like our Van Rooyen, you know, South Africa. Under Zuma, he appointed Van Rooyen or whatever. Van Rooyen was finance minister for 3 days, 4 days, and he also had to go in scraps of history. So she crashed the whole pound and economy. So then Richie Rich came in on default. That's how he came in. Nobody voted for him or something. So you should understand. And they'll use him. And I told him already last year. I told him, Rishi, they're using you. Before the next Diwali, they're going to kick you out. Those whiteys, they will stab you in the back. You still must learn about them.
With that, I've got Joshua. He says that our Jewish people would like to debate with you, Ustad.
What do you want to debate? Answer these 3 questions I ask you now. For what you stole our mosque in Hebron? For what you stealing more land? Occupation is terrorism in the whole world. So you are a bunch of terrorists. You are Hitler's children. And 3rd one, why you have right of return and Palestinians don't have right of return? Just answer that. Finish. Come next. Don't waste our time.
Let's go to Bobby. He says, AK, I hope you are well. Can you predict the top 5 fast-growing countries for next 5 years, Bobby?
Nobody can predict that. Only Almighty Allah knows. You know, Saturday, inshallah, Allah willing, will be our Eid, our celebration of Thanksgiving. We don't have wine, dine, and swine. We go out to pray, to thank Almighty Allah. La'allakum tashkurun. Chapter number 2, verse number 185 of the Noble Quran. And what is that? La'allakum tashkurun, a day of Thanksgiving. So, my brother, we don't even know whether we will see that day. And you speaking of the next 5 years, so we don't even know what will happen in the next 5 minutes and 5 hours and 5 days. So remember, nobody can do that. Only all, you see this weather forecast. Today will be a sunny day and so forth. Suddenly the rain comes, the wind comes, all that. Therefore they call it forecast. Therefore they call it prediction. Because half the time, quarter the time, they're telling us fairy tales also.
I've got Amanda, Ustad. She says, which pharaoh was friends with Joseph, Ustad?
So you must remember that they say in those days that, you see, if you understand like how our terminology is, that we say president, prime minister, and so forth. So this is a title. So the people who used to rule in Egypt that time, one pharaoh and faraina in Arabic, the pharaohs. And therefore the Egyptian soccer team, they call them pharaohs and what have you. If you go to Egypt, you will find a whole museum there, which I went to, and it's called Muthaful Faraina, the museum of the pharaohs. So there's difference of opinion who was the real pharaoh at that time. Some historians say this, some say that, some. So we can't say conclusively, remember, that who was the pharaoh at that time there. But one thing is for sure, that it was not that pharaoh that whose body is preserved and who drowned and Allah disgraced him in the time of Moses. So we must know these are 2 separate pharaohs that we're speaking about.
Somebody says, AK, why can't we have Julius Malema as our president? Because there won't ever be no load shedding, Ustad.
That's what he says, and this type of things. But you must remember that if you see many things they said, he was the same one. He said he will kill for Zuma. And then after that, you know what happened. So you mustn't accept what the politicians always say. So you must remember that they make statements. You know what is politics. Mm. Politics is expediency. You must know what to say in front of which crowd. You don't see when they come to the Muslims, they will tell you what great sacrifice the Muslims made for South Africa. They'll go to the Jews, they'll say what were great sacrifices the Jews made. Go to the Hindus, go to the Christians, same thing. So they speak with a forked tongue. Remember that. That is politics today, my brother. Don't fall for it.
One more time. Somebody says here, why can the US invade countries but Russia cannot? Ustad.
So you must remember that is the hypocrisy, that if you study American politics, after World War II till now, they invaded 50 plus countries. And remember the Taliban, they went in there and they stayed there for long more than 20 years, the longest war in American history. And my brothers, our brothers, the Afghans, they gave them such a whooping thrashing that even Trump had to say the worst defeat in the history of America. So therefore, and now you see that the arms, ammunition, let me tell you, I forgot to tell you this, China has made a bid of 100 billion or more, you must remember, for the lithium in Afghanistan. Mm. Afghanistan say we're considering it. You see that? Mm. So that is Allah's power. That is, he gave them, Afghan Taliban, the greatest amount of lithium which you use in your cell phone and computers. And so they're cutting deals with China. So things are going to change. Afghanistan will become a superpower, and then we will take over your Palestine, your Jutla land, Israel and everything. JazakAllah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.